This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, August 4th. Well, strong day in the cattle markets yesterday with live cattle surging past resistance points with a pretty sharp move to the upside. So we're closing just above those swing highs from a couple weeks ago, and the market looks like it's got a fair amount of energy behind it. Feeder cattle, not quite as exciting, which is interesting because it's usually been feeders leading the way higher, but this time they were more being pulled higher by the live cattle market. They had a strong day, but they weren't breaking into new highs for the move. They're just kind of pacing in more of a sideways pattern, close to the top of its run that it put in here a couple weeks ago, but they haven't been able to really surge past that. In the cash trade, we are finally getting rolling for the week up a little bit, and I'm sure that's partly what's supporting the futures. The Fed trade averaging around 140, which is up one from last week. Dress trade around 226 is also up one. Box beef values were just slightly lower. Choice down 52 cents at 268. Select was down 25 cents at 241. The spread lost 27 cents. We're sitting at 26.64. Movement was 106 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 372,000 head. That's down 2,000 from last week, but it's up 10,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 36 cents. We're sitting at 174.04. So despite the wave of cattle coming into the auction yards from the southern and central plains, obviously a lot of those are lighter weight calves being weaned early, going into a feedlot situation, or slaughter cows and bulls, those numbers sharply increasing. The market's holding together very well. We're hearing about some cash pressure in the southern plains, but it's not really showing up that much yet in the feeder cattle index, which suggests that in other regions, you're seeing very strong markets for feeder cattle, and that's offsetting the weakness in the south. But either way, we're seeing just another wave of liquidation coming in a key cattle-producing region. That's going to keep, I think, a lid on live cattle markets. It's going to keep beef production high through the end of the year and probably into January. So I think that's going to be a struggle for the market to absorb all that, just continually seeing record numbers on feed and high beef production. I think it's a situation that's going to continue to kind of tamp down the upward momentum of in the broader context. But obviously, the more you liquidate now, the bigger the bull market comes down the road, assuming that at some point you get back into that herd rebuilding process. Maybe the hot and dry just continues to hold that off. Who knows? But, weather patterns are certainly preventing that in the Central Plains. They might be preventing it in the Northern Plains as well. I kind of thought earlier that the Northern Plains would be the first to resume the herd rebuilding after getting decimated last year. They've had a pretty good season, at least the first part of the season. Lots of moisture, good hay, good pasture, but the hot and the hot and dry conditions that have come through over these last few weeks is going to take a toll on that as well. And they're probably just going to hold off at least until spring. They might hold these heifers background them and see what happens in springtime. But it's going to take a while to recharge pastures, especially in the south with this kind of climate. And you got flooding in some areas and just extreme drought in others. So there's very little balance in the weather patterns, it seems. So short term, market obviously has got some upward momentum to it. Cash trade is looking fine, and that's probably going to support this market. But again, we still got a lot of numbers coming at us from this liquidation that's going to keep beef production high, probably kind of tamp down that upward momentum, at least in the short to intermediate term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.